From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Tariffs are, of course, making Chinese goods more expensive for Americans and American goods more expensive for Chinese consumers. A big question is how consumers will respond to these increased prices. Chinese state media suggests people in China will weather the increased prices for the sake of national pride. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak spent some time with one family in Shanghai to see what a trade war looks like from their kitchen table.
Li Dapeng and her husband Ye Yu live on the outskirts of Shanghai. Their two-bedroom apartment is cluttered with stuff. Cosmetics from Japan, France, and the U.S. fill Li Dapeng's nightstand. But she says her consumption of American goods is modest compared to her four-year-old son. He was out with his grandparents when we visited. Li Dapeng buys her son National Geographic kids magazines, GNC multivitamins, Disney toys, Transformers, and Crayola finger paint.
The package says it's okay if the kids get paint in their mouths. Chinese brands may make the same claim, but I'm not sure.
A string of food and medical scandals in China has driven up demand for imported products. Li Dapeng says she will still buy Californian citrus fruits and cashews, even if the tariffs increase prices. But if the products get too expensive, she says she can buy other types of food. To see how, she and her husband show me their fridge. It's stocked with French butter, South Korean milk, and durian fruit from Thailand. If the current trade dispute escalates, husband Ye Yu thinks it will hurt the U.S. more than China.
I am certain I can live without American products because they are not essential items.
Many U.S. exports are pricier. Things like American beef, cherries, and children's clothing. The pork in Ye Yu's fridge is from China, but to produce that meat, the pigs are fed on American soybeans, on which the Chinese government has now imposed a 25% tariff. So, costs may still go up for Chinese consumers, even if they don't buy American. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.